Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici on this sunny Saturday. Health is so much bigger than a nutritional supplement. You guys made me do this show. No matter how much I say it, somehow things are getting lost in translation. I repeat, health, your health, is so much bigger than a nutritional supplement. What I'm going to do today is try, once again, I'm going to implore you to get your mind off the symptom. Now, that's counterintuitive because, of course, when you suffer with symptomology. And this is a great concern to you. And on that basis, all your focus, all your emphasis goes to your symptom, to your pain. And that's understandable, but that's the delusion. The truth of the matter is, you have to focus not on your symptom. You have to focus on the things you need to do to get healthy. Now, that's not as simple as it sounds. That's why I'm doing the show. Otherwise, everyone would be healthy, because really, if you just respect the basic laws of healing, the natural laws of healing, the things which you have to do to make yourself better, and let your symptom just sit to the side. Now, that's a discipline. That's something that you have to evolve to in your wisdom. That's something that requires faith, and it requires knowledge. So you have to let yourself be human when you're squealing and crying and mooing and trying to find peace with God. In other words, why have you suffered? Why have you suffered most fundamentally? Or why are you suffering most fundamentally, is what you have to resolve over time. And what you're given are a bunch of laws. You're given exercises. You're given things to do that are going to give you an opportunity to understand the benefit long-term, or the blessing long-term, of why you suffer. And again, that's counterintuitive to people. That's so foreign to think in terms of. So I've listed today about 25 different things to focus on instead of focusing on your symptom. And the first one, and the most infamous one I'm going to start with, is blood sugar. Number one is blood sugar. Blood sugar is so simple. High insulin causes hundreds of different problems in the body. And I don't want to overstate it, because there's just so much said about it. It's so easy to find information on this. But the relationship between spiking your insulin and your hormonal system, in other words, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, so on and so forth. You aren't going to thyroid function. There's no such thing as having thyroid function, good thyroid function, when in fact your insulin's running too high, your blood sugar's running too high. So while it's intuitive to come into a doctor's office and be so concerned with your symptom, to be so concerned about your pain, the first thing you're going to do is say, for the next month, I'm going to figure out how to bring my blood sugar low. And that's easy to do. All you have to do is get a glucose meter. All you have to do is eat your food and take the before and after picture of your blood glucose. In other words, get the reading before and take the reading 1 hour after. And learn the foods that are going to bring your blood sugar up, and learn the foods that are going to allow your blood sugar to balance. And that's different for everybody. So we don't want to get lost in the carnivore, vegetarian, fruitarian. We did a show on that last week. I was going to do part two today, but this is too hot on the press here. This notion of how you have to look at your healing and what you have to do rather than focus on the supplement, focus on the herb, focus on the pain. Focus on your blood sugar. The first thing you do for that month is make sure your blood sugar begins to stabilize under 100, even 1 hour after you've eaten. 1 hour after you've eaten your meal, you make sure that your blood sugar stays under 100. Now, if you get to the website, that's straighttalk.cc, not .com, straighttalk.cc, you're going to see picture number one. This is show 248. Picture number one, look at insulin. Insulin. If insulin goes up, just enlarge that picture a little bit. If insulin goes up, inflammation goes up. Testosterone in women goes up. That's not, ladies, what you want. Estrogen in men goes up, gentlemen. Of course, you don't need more female hormone. As inflammation goes up, this is just another way of saying you increase your oxidative stress. Your neurotransmitters go all backwards. Your blood pressure goes up. Your liver detoxification pathways. Now, we could triple this list. Go to picture number two. Insulin resistance. What do we mean by insulin resistance? Well, look at picture number three. There's the membrane of a cell. And that membrane has an insulin receptor in the gold. And that insulin receptor receives the insulin. And once it receives the insulin, glucose all the way to the right there enters the cell. And you function. That means your blood sugar, if it's done correctly, is always about 90 to 100, 80 to 100. That means your insulin is never too high. But what happens over time is you burn out your insulin receptors. And it takes a lot more insulin to bind. And this is what we mean by insulin resistance. And insulin resistance begins, and a whole horde of other things follow. So number one, you balance your insulin. And you can measure that. Very inexpensive to do. Why be looking for solutions to your symptomology when your blood sugar is not balanced? You see my point there. You see what people do. Doctor, what am I going to do about my low back pain? What am I going to do about my autoimmune disease? Thyroid. Everybody's got this thing about their thyroid. Their thyroid's low. Their adrenals are off. They have no sex drive. Their hormonal system. Who thinks in terms of insulin? And yet, there's culprit number one. Well, that's the way we're going to proceed today. So natural law number one of healing, balance your blood sugar. Here's number two, get balance in the autonomic nervous system. Now, yes, yes, we all hear it. And it's certainly, if you've listened to this show, you've heard it from me many, many times. But what that really means is still eluding us. It's easy to talk about things like the vagus nerve and prana and chi, and everybody goes to yoga. If you looked at all the people in yoga on a Saturday, on a sunny Saturday, just in Orange County alone, and you line them all up against the wall, I assure you, not even 1% would have a clue about what it feels like to release prana through the tissue. And the reason this is so important, the reason I challenge the holistic community, I challenge everybody to come to terms with the notion that the experience of prana, of chi in the tissue, is missing by a large margin. What it means to really relax your body so that you can kick the parasympathetic nervous system in is a work of art. It's a cultivation. It's not about I go to a class and the teacher talks about the experience of prana, and because you move your body in different positions, this is happening. For a muscle and a nerve to shift the electric field in the body is an experience. Animals live in that experience. The reason I harp on this, the reason it's so important for you to understand this in your symptomology, is because without the induction, without the engagement of the parasympathetic nervous system, the herbs you take, the food you eat, will not organize itself to create the healing inside the cell. I was going to do the show today off a book done in 1957. Called Autonomic Imbalance and the Hypothalamus Gland. It's a very, very technical book. I didn't think I could whittle it down into layman's terms, so I didn't do the show on that. But the whole book is prefaced by basically saying you can't talk about the glandular system, adrenal, thyroid, ovaries, testes, thymus, pancreas. You can't talk about the glandular system, unless you talk about the autonomic nervous system. We say neuroendocrine. And unless the parasympathetic nerves are induced, the glandular system doesn't work. So you can take your adrenal supplements and your thyroid supplements, and you can take your progesterone cream, and you can take this, and you can flush it down the toilet at a certain point. Because if the autonomic nervous system is too imbalanced, and oh, that's not you, you bet it is. This is rampant. The epidemic that we should be bringing to the public's awareness is not low thyroid and adrenal issue and IBS and cancer. We have no real concept of what it is to balance through the autonomic nervous system. So for those of you that are a little newer to the show, go to picture number 7. That's parasympathetic, sympathetic nerves. The parasympathetic nerves are the nerves that slow the organ down. The sympathetic nerves are the nerves that speed the organ up. So when your lungs need air, they dilate because of impulses from the sympathetic nerve chain. That's an automatic response. You don't think about it. But then for your nerves then to, or for your organ function upon stimulation to go back to its normal state, the nerve impulse shifts in to the parasympathetic nerves. Another example, your heart speeds up when it needs to. That's a sympathetic impulse. And then the parasympathetic nerves through the vagus nerve take over and the heart slows down. Now, what this means inside the cell, right? It's easy to understand it in terms of the organ. But what it means inside the cell is if your sympathetic nerves are always on, if you're overstimulated through the fight-flight syndromes, I'm always rushing, I don't know how to relax, then what happens is the energy made in the cell is always given to the function of the cell. And none of that energy goes to the repair of the cell. Now, over time, that means you're going to go into a severe breakdown within the cell. That breakdown in the cell is your symptom. You go sympathetic dominant, you will create symptoms sooner or later. You go sympathetic dominant, you will burn out and turn upside down your glandular system. So yes, we all know how to relax, but my point is we don't. Not to the level required. Not to the level required to regenerate the cell. Yes, you know what it is to go home and rub your feet and watch TV and go to sleep. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is where the rubber hits the road. Picture number 11. Look at picture 11. That guy, picture 11, when he stretches his tendons and takes a breath, is circulating something. He's having a physical experience of something move through his tissues that makes him deliriously happy, deliriously relaxed. We can take this all the way to picture 12. Now look at that. Picture 12. That's Mantak Chia, uterus Qigong, techniques and exercises for uterus cancer prevention and sexual vitality. Look at the claim there. This is a very serious claim that Mantak Chia is making. He's saying, you there with a fibroid, you there with polycystic ovaries, you there with uterine cancer, you there with endometriosis, you there that can't get pregnant, you there that have periods from hell. There's something available to you preventatively and then in the direction of radiant health. That's what he's saying. But what that means then is when you isolate a pose into your uterus as well as the rest of your body over 60 to 90 minutes a day, you're going to have a deep, blissful, physical experience of prana. A warm, pleasant, powerful sensation into the tissue that you're addressing, stretching, having manipulated. And if you're not at that level, then don't expect these claims to authenticate. Now, this is a subtlety for you because many of you do yoga and you know to stretch and you've done your Tai Chi classes and you'll say confidently, oh, yes, I understand. I do that. I'm saying that most of you don't. The vast majority of you are not having the experience I'm talking about. They're not having the experience he is talking about. So you're not going to get the result you want. So there's an upgrade there for you. So if you're new to the show, start right. If you've been in a practice of yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong or anything, any of these practices that are out there from multiple cultures, belly dancing, Groff breath work, there's a slew of them. All the Tibetan practices, chanting, all of them have a version of this, but you have to authenticate the version. So you can throw a jab or a hook or an uppercut or a cross. You can throw a claw. You can throw a karate chop. You can move your arms in self-defense in a majority of ways, but if no one falls down, if bones don't break, if the opponent isn't disabled, then we're not really effective. And when we talk about balancing the autonomic nervous system, when we talk about shutting off the sympathetics and substituting it with a parasympathetic flow, it's not just the actions of yoga, etc. It's the effect. But once again, I've tried. You have to consider that. And I repeat it because if you reach that level, and it's not so hard once it's identified. It's not so hard once it's identified. Once it's identified, you'll find a way because it's the natural state of you to have that feeling. Let me give you an example of what I mean. This is going to spin your head. Picture 15. There you are at your favorite hairstylist once a month or whenever you go. Picture 15. Look at picture 16. Yeah. Picture 16, better yet. Now, there you are. Men do it too. Every month you get your hair cut. And every month somebody soaps it up with all the perfect smells in that conditioner. And they massage your scalp. Now, you see the way you're sitting? Look at how smart these businesses are. Look at picture 15. It's better for this one. You see that way that neck is cradled? That's a cervical decompression move. It pulls the occiput from C1 from C2. And then you've got the warm water and the nice fragrances. And often they employ someone just to do that. And often that person takes home a few hundred bucks in cash a day because everybody throws her a 5 or a 10. And they might even massage your arms. Yeah, you know the scene. And that feels good. And you sit there and take those deep breaths. Those deep, wonderful, pleasant breaths. You take them. And then you go off to yoga class and do some monstrosity of a breath. Then you go off to some breath class. And you forget about that nice, simple, fulminant, blissful, pleasurable breath you took in the salon chair. And that's my point. That experience, unadorned, without being defined, without having to be studied, is your natural state. And you all relate to this. Most of us, if not all of us, love that moment in the chair. Because we even feel it in our feet. And that's what I'm talking about. Now, I guarantee you that's not happening every day. I guarantee you that's not going to your uterus. You're not putting that into your breast. You're not feeling that in the center of your brain. I guarantee you when you do the stretches, you're not having that experience. And that's what you have to change. Now, 20 minutes, two laws. Bring the insulin down and create the parasympathetic response. Don't focus on the symptom. We'll talk about the appropriate role of the nutritional supplement and the inappropriate perception of the nutritional supplement, the herb. Number three, get the bile flowing. Why? Because the garbage in the tissue, the tumor, the autoimmune disease, any one of your concerns, as the tissue tries to heal, as the body brings its healing force, as all the laws of chemistry and physiology coalesce toward a healing, the garbage that's going to get pumped out of the cell has to get into the blood and out of the body. And the body wants to use the biliary system. And if it's congested, it isn't going to get rid of. You're not going to get rid of your garbage if your biliary system is congested. That's not a little one, that's a big one. And yes, 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 we all do coffee enemas. And yes, 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 we drink our olive oil and do those flushes. And yes, 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 we take our liver cleansing herb. I mean, it's so absurd. It's just so absurd at a certain point. I know people who are cleansing their liver with herbs and are not held accountable to observe and to push the bile into the toilet. Look at picture 20. Look at picture 20. Whether that's the olive oil flush or the coffee enema is irrelevant. whether you can get that, and I know some people that do, whether you can get that drinking salt water in the morning, get it. Whether you want to take 6 capsules of Schultz intestinal formula number 1 before you go to bed, or some variation of that, and that's what you see in the toilet, until you do that, you're not moving the bile. Again, we have to be held accountable to standards. Otherwise, it's not math class, it's sociology class. Everybody's right in sociology class. Everybody's got an opinion. No, healing is math class, not sociology class. Healing is a science. Intuiting that science is the art. But that doesn't mean everything flows. Oh, yes, I go through the motions, and therefore I get the prize. No. So the standard of excellence for any of that liver stuff is look at that picture. Look at picture number 20, and look for that stuff in the toilet bowl. Look at picture 17, the kitty cat. Why does a kitty cat always take its head and push it into your fingers? Why? Because you're warping its cranial bones. You are moving its cranium. And when it purrs, it's sending that vibration throughout. It's like an ohm. It's a prayer. It's a healing sound that the animal utilizes to regenerate its tissues. And your doggy does it. And dolphins do it. Now look at picture 18. I have to say that's about 50 to 60% of Los Angeles. No, it is. Picture 18 is stiff and hostile as a board. You ever pet a cat and have it do that? Hint, the cat's not relaxing or enjoying that. So, physical manipulative therapy, stretching, the autonomic nerves, the parasympathetic flow, it's got to look like picture 17. Getting the bile into the toilet, however you do it, is the standard, because you can't clean the organ and the cell will not regenerate. I mean, this is just, it's amazing to me. We gave Sir John Gurdon the 2012 Nobel Prize for developing stem cells, pluripotent stem cells from the skin. Normal human skin cells turn into pluripotent stem cells. We give him the Nobel Prize. Where's the clinical application? It's not there. The stem cell stuff isn't working yet. It may work at best momentarily, and then it doesn't matter. And the reason is they don't clean the space in between the cells. They don't know how to deal with the fibrosis of the interstitial space. But the body understands how to utilize it. But none of this will happen. There will be no repair into the intercellular space, and therefore intracellularly also, unless you push bile out. There's number 3. So don't focus on the symptom. Certainly don't expect the nutritional supplement to do this. The sleep. Your sleep. I love this picture. Go to picture number 29. There you are at sleep in the night. With the deer and the wolf and the fox and the elk and the grizzly bear. And you're there too. Where are you? Hopefully you're not inside their stomach. Where are you? You're picture 28. There you are, picture 28. That's the way we should be sleeping. Not on our $20,000 tux bed. No, what's the point? What's the point? As the chronic disease rates go up, which they are skyrocketing, it's ridiculous. Look at picture number 26. 1999, 2000, 2001, 2, and 5. The increase in insomnia. That's nothing. Let's take it back to not 1999. Let's go back to 1899. Let's go back to the farmer. How many farmers do you think suffered from insomnia? And that's my point. It's not just that you slept. It's how deeply you slept. It's not that you just you had 6 hours. How deep. There's a quality to the sleep. And that quality has to improve. So John Q. Public, you have a symptom. And you're willing to pay good money to have that symptom attenuated, to hopefully get rid of that symptom or that disease, that chronic problem, that thing that prevents you from enjoying your life. Don't put so much emphasis on the supplement. And definitely don't focus on your symptom. I'm going to keep repeating it in different ways, because that's the only way it sinks in. Perfection is about repetition. If you want somebody to believe something, keep repeating it. That's the bottom line. Don't focus on your symptom. Balance your blood sugar. Don't focus on the symptom. Create the parasympathetic response, the true one. Don't focus on your symptom. Get the bile flowing until it gushes into the toilet. Don't focus on the symptom. Improve the depth of your sleep. And I've done shows on all of these topics with the same mindset. Get the job done. Don't be deluded into thinking going through the motions will cut it. Don't go through the motions. Attach deeply to the process. The difference between repetition, mechanistic, and attaching to the depth of the process is the difference between life and death. The difference between moving through your intuitive faculties and not your analytic ones. Oh, yes, I know how to do that. No, not if you don't hold yourself accountable to the standards. You have to see the physiological shifts. Deeper sleep's a physiological shift. Bile gushing to the toilet is a physiological shift. The bliss of prana as you take a breath and stretch deeply into a tendon is a physiological shift. Keeping your blood sugar after that large dinner under 100 is a physiological shift. Get the bowels flowing 2 to 3 times a day. Now that's easy. And yet we're not doing it. There's more diarrhea and constipation. Why? Give me something, doctor, to stop the diarrhea. Yes, I'll give you something. I'll give you a clue. Initiate the parasympathetic response. Tone the enteric nervous system, and we'll get into that, into your gut. Get the body sweating. Get the body sweating. Get the body sweating. If you're not sweating, you've lost a massive detoxificatory organ out of the skin. The skin being the third kidney goes so much. So in a week, how many times have we sweat? Have you ever sweat? Do you remember when you sweat? Yeah, but what about my knee pain? Oh, you mean with all the uric acid crystals and calcium hydroxyapatite? All those precipitates in your knee? But what about my arthritis? What does that have to do with sweating? All that stuff comes out through the urine. And the urine is sweat. Sweat is just the kidney in a different form. It's another venue. It's one you must employ. Add that to your list. Now the tendon. I did 2 shows on stretching. I'm going to throw that in again. The tendon. Have you learned to isolate the tendon? Let's go to picture number 36. Let's go to picture 36. Picture 36 is the Achilles tendon. That's a big, strong tendon. Your body's made of tendon. Tendons are not tendons. Tendons are organs. A tendon is the liver. Feeling the tendons, and check those two shows I did, I think 243 and 244 on stretching. Please, especially if you're new to the show, get to the website and get to those shows I did on stretching. The tendon, it's an organ. And the art of stretching is to learn to isolate the stretch into the organ, is to pull the tendon to the right edge, not too much and not too little, and then to feel the prana. Now, that's what a stretch really is. But to do that, you have to isolate the tendon. And if you isolate enough tendons, now go to picture 38. You can realign the body. So picture 38 is you after your tendons have become fibrotic. Picture 38 is you after your tendons have become fibrotic. You on the left. Yes, that is you on the left. And on the right of picture 38 is the bones aligning to the right gravity lines as their tendons let go, as you isolate those tendons as they let go. And once you become the right side of that picture, you function more effortlessly. And once you become the right side of that picture, your organs open up. Your organs wobble in space to a whole new frequency. Your organs can then, because they have space, they can begin to regenerate. So don't focus on the supplement. There's no supplement that's going to do that. These things are big. The blood sugar's big. The autonomic system's big. The bile's big. The quality of sleep is big. The bowels 2 to 3 times a day. Big bowels, that's big. Sweating profusely 4 or 5 times a week is big. Isolating the tendon to shift the biomechanics is big. So just focus on the tendon. Focus on those things. But what do? You're sitting there and you're listening to the show because you're hoping maybe I'll do a show on your problem. I was going to do a show today on headaches. I said, no, not going to do today's show on headaches, because the person with headaches is under the delusion, the illusion. They're in this mythical land that there's an herb that's going to get rid of the headache, because some study shows it. But there's some maneuver. If you bring health to your chronic headaches, health in this way, respecting the laws of healing, well, then you'll find that your headaches somewhere along the line go away. But people jump up and down, especially people under 40. I think pretty soon I'm going to cut it off at 35. Until you're 35 years old, you got too much energy. You got all that estrogen and all that testosterone to keep fighting the world because it's not working out the way you want. You can't stamp your feet about your symptoms or your disease or where you're at in your life. You got to embrace the symptomology. Because if you don't embrace it, you're never going to focus on the laws that'll get you out of the hole you're in. And the minute you engage relationship, you got to be putting your head in the right direction. It's doctor, what can I do for my health? Not doctor, my back still hurts. My thyroid's still low. My labs aren't what I wanted them to be. Stick to the natural laws. All right, let's keep going. Get the enteric nervous system moving. Create an effective relationship with food. I did that show last week on food. I'm not done with food. People everywhere constant diarrhea. I have constant diarrhea. I have constant diarrhea. I have constant constipation. I have diarrhea, constipation, heartburn. I have them all. One comes, the other goes, the next one comes. I can't even eat a meal. I've reduced my diet now to nothing but lettuce. I eat lettuce and rice because everything else upsets me. I've been everywhere. I've done everything. What people don't do is understand the enteric nervous system. Go to picture 42. Picture 42. That's the inside of your small intestine. Trillions upon trillions of intestinal villi. Picture 43. That's the intestinal villi blown up. Billions and gazillions of intestinal villi. Little antennas. Don't piss them off. Don't make them angry. Soothe them. Love them. Without the autonomic nervous system in balance, they will not absorb correctly. They will not function correctly. Nothing works. No herb will work. No diet will work. No food will work. This is so big, we coined it the enteric nervous system. Look at picture 46. We say the brain in your gut. Let's read it. The gut's brain, known as the enteric nervous system, is located in sheaths of tissue lining the esophagus, stomach, small and large intestine. Submucosal plexus, myenteric plexus, the lumen, the mesentery. Yeah. Your sympathetic dominant mindset. Your anxiety, your stress. The part of you that laments over the dreams that didn't come true. Job stress. Health stress. I'm never going to heal. I'm never going to get a job. The job I have, I'll never get promoted. I'm going to starve to death. Nobody loves me. This endless rant of nonsense that goes through our heads time and time and time again. And then in mindless, mechanistic, non-body-oriented ways, we apply these mythical therapies. But the brain in your gut is saying, love me, make me feel good. That's the essence of diet. Create relationship with food and listen to your body. Do it under supervision if you need to. By the way, if you need to, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Come to me if you want to make lifestyle changes. I use nutritional supplements, but you see, we got it backwards. The supplements satellite around the lifestyle changes. What we pitch in America is the lifestyle changes satellite around the supplements. And of course, we don't say we do that, but we spend 90% of our time talking about supplements, and then we slip in a few lifestyle changes. That is the way it works. Listen to the radio and tell me I'm wrong. Read the books and tell me I'm wrong. All the attention goes to the power of the herb, the power of the cliff note, the short version of it. And then we get people that 1 in 10,000 exaggerate their successes and throw them up as testimonials. And we act like we're fooling the American public. We're not. We're not. And yet there's this divine thing called healing. And it really does occur. People do cure cancer. People do cure bad disease. People do pick themselves up out of their hole, out of that 10 to 20 to 30 year old chronic disease, and heal and get radiantly healthy. It happens that every one of them that do that gets healthy. And it's a project. And it doesn't occur in 3 months or 6 months. So, make relationship with food. Listen to my show last week and any of my shows on food. Don't want to get into the vegetarian thing and the carnivore thing and the rest of it. Everybody's different. All we have to do is listen to the brain in our gut. Like I said last week, it drops in, it digests, No constipation, no diarrhea. You feel good on it. It doesn't spike your blood sugar. You get energy, not some sick insulin glucose high. It doesn't matter if it's oatmeal or raw elk. It doesn't matter. What matters is what your body tells you. Your responsibility, if you're serious about your health, is to learn relationship with food. After that, all these different diets, the paleo, the McDougal plan, there's David Wolf, everybody, the zone, this, that, everybody's got some attitude about the way to do it. I see people give themselves cancer because they go vegetarian. Oh, that's not possible, huh? You listen to Nick Gonzalez, the late, great Nick Gonzalez, off Donald Kelly's work, talk about individuality with diet and the mistakes that occur, first to the endocrine system and then in terms of cancer. Because a vegetarian eats meat and someone that should be vegetarian eats meat. And like Dr. Gonzalez says, if you listen to the various interviews, and they're all over YouTube, Dr. Gonzalez endlessly toiled to get this to people. God bless him. I miss him. All you had to do was listen to your body. He said it. But we listen to dogma. This is not the America we need to be. It's not the America we were. It's the America our entitlement and indulgence has dropped us into. We have to start taking things into account. And as far as health is concerned and food, just listen to the body's sounds. It'll tell you whether you're a vegetarian or a carnivore. Hear my show from last week for more detail. The enteric nervous system. If your enteric nervous system's off and you're depending on an herb, and you're focused on your neck pain and your constipation and your diarrhea and which diet should I choose, and you haven't gotten to first base in your ability to listen to what your body's telling you, look for the pleasure. Go to picture 47. Picture 47, the Earth's energies. That's right. Listen to my show on what the Vikings knew, geopathic stress. Where is your home? Are you in a dark, dingy, shaded, low energy nook and cranny somewhere in Topanga Canyon? Or Benedict Canyon? Or Beverly Glen? Yeah. Where your home is. Can your home and what it's structured of bring in the telluric currents? Feng Shui, Vastu. Oh, but I don't know anything about that. Learn about it. But you want to know something? Ladies, you're the more intuitive of the two sexes. You know the way that space feels good, and you know the way that space feels bad. Listen to the brain in your gut. In your gut. I feel it in my gut. We say it. But do we really respect it? I listen to my gut. I don't like the way this house feels. I don't care if it's rich and expensive. And I don't care if my family likes it. And I don't care. This will work. It feels good in this chair. This chair feels good. This house feels good. Oh, but it's not big enough. But it's not in the right neighborhood. Better you live in a dump on some side street in Torrance than a mansion in Beverly Hills or Bel Air. Bel Air, by the way, I think one of the darkest, most low energy dumps in the world. With exceptions, yes, but predominantly Bel Air, Malibu. The Chumash said, do not live in Malibu. Find an Indian. Find an Indian that still retained the ancient culture. They'll tell you where to put your body. The Eastern Europeans say, build your house where the dog rests. There's all sorts of stuff like this. Dowsing, feng shui, vastu, books on it. Get into it. An electromagnetic free place in the soil, in a home built of old materials. The old apartments feel better than the new ones. Do you ever go into a mall? You ever go into a shopping center and get disoriented? If you look at the way those things are constructed, there isn't an electron of the telluric wave, of the Schumann current, of the Hartmann grid that's going to get to your hypothalamus. Did you know if we go up here to number 49, go to picture 49, the Schumann resonance, the brain and the earth are in sync with each other. Did you know, picture 50, the Earth's magnetic resonances vibrate at the same frequency as our heart and brain waves. The entire body runs off the Earth. Don't listen to your symptom. You have a cancer. You have autoimmune disease. Your health has been terrible. Take a look at the place you live and think about it. I don't mean where the smog is. I mean the energetics of your mansion. These are the things that health is made of. Burst training, especially for O bloods, the wild body. Feel the burn hill sprints. Learn to do the hills. Listen to any of my shows on exercise. 10 minutes a day, three times a week, with your heart rate, check, of course, with your cardiologist, with your heart rate at the maximum limit for your age and size and weight and the rest of it. Just 10 minutes, three times a week, can make a huge difference. That's how powerful burst training is. You have to move the blood. Otherwise, go to picture 63. Blood viscosity. Does your blood get too thick because you're not moving it? Picture 64. Is your heart pumping sludge? Call up the Meridian Valley Lab. Have your healthcare practitioner do some business with that lab and get your blood viscosity measured. You like measurements. I like running up hills instead of spending my money in labs. Get to the hill and feel the difference in your body. Precipitation. Picture 54. That's what you call precipitation. Out of the clear, transparent liquid come crystals. Those crystals, look at picture 56. Calcium stones, that's phosphate or oxalate. Uric acid stones, cysteine stones, lots of precipitates. Oh, for the kidney and gallbladder, yes. No, it's all over your body. Those precipitates, the sand, the crystals, they invade every tissue, your brain, your breast, your heart, the inside of your arteries, the inside of your liver, your pancreas, your spleen, your stomach, your intestinal linings, all in your joints, in your muscles, in your intercellular spaces, everywhere. The body is a web of sand. And have you taken the time to degranulate the crystals out of your body? Oh, how do you do that? That's what the cleanses are. Oh, doctor, I have cognitive disorders. What herb can you give me for my cognitive disorder? You see my point? Why are we asking that question? You know, it's been 2 months since I've been doing them, the herbs, and I don't feel a bit of difference. Something must be wrong. And then we go off into some other tangent. And we don't pay attention to these laws. Look at picture 61. Bone calcification. Within a few days after the osteoid is formed, calcium salts begin to precipitate on the surfaces of the collagen fibers. Do you realize the beauty of that statement? The beauty of that statement. This is where it all is. We're precipitating garbage into every fiber of the body and doing nothing about it and focusing on the symptom or thinking the herb's going to fix all that. Please do not be a sucker. Blood viscosity in the liver. Look at 65. That's called a sinusoid. There in the green are your bile ducts. We're talking about the blue. That's your veins. In Chinese medicine, in Vedic medicine, a tumor is a cold blood stasis. It means the venous blood is too thick. Flip up the tongue and look under the tongue for those big blue, purple, distended some lingual veins, or look at that purplish color of your own tongue because you're sedentary. That cold, dark blood, 65, 66, 67, 68, collectively is death. Change your blood viscosity. Now look at that. Doctor, I've got 10 symptoms. Tell me which herbs are good for the symptoms, and let's discuss each of the herbal formulas that you're giving me. Because, gee, the research says these symptoms will abate. And then you hear, doctor, it's been 2 months, 3 months. I don't think I'm any different. Why? You didn't balance your blood sugar. Why? No concept of the autonomics. Why your bile doesn't flow? Why your quality of your sleep hasn't improved? Why you're not crapping? Excuse me, you're not going to the bathroom often enough. Why you're not sweating? Why you don't understand how to stretch and isolate the tendons? Why you haven't moved your body? Why you have no concept of how to create a relationship with food? Why you haven't gotten rid of the toxic relationships in your life? Why you don't understand how to live in an energetically designed or an energetic environment? Why you haven't degranulated the precipitates? You haven't reduced the viscosity of the blood. Why we haven't eliminated the EMF? Why we haven't gotten into hot cold therapies? Why we haven't gotten off all the stimulants like the coffee? Yeah, that couple of cups of coffee a day, we don't get around to focusing on that ever. Start there. Why we haven't awakened the palate? Why we haven't stopped harping on the symptom? We ask too much out of the herb. Herbs are vital. Herbs get you to first base. Herbs help you accelerate your healing. But the herb is a satellite around the healing. Herbs satellite around the fundamentals, not the other way around. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.